Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, your podcast producer. You know, there's always so much to talk about when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving, especially this week with the more guessing than anything with very little action going on. It seems like the front office is turning their attention to the draft. So to me, it seems like the musical selection that best fits this week's Fact or Fiction could be the timeless number one hit from 1985, Take On Me by A-ha. Here's a sample of that great Norwegian single. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends. I'll be stumbling away, slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me, take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. Oh, the things that you say. Is it live or just to play my worries away? You're all the things I've got to remember. You're shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. All right. Is that a reach? Possibly. You could ponder the significance or wonder whether all these lyrics are really related here. Or maybe I just wanted an excuse to listen to some great 80s techno pop. And that is fantastic. But anyhow, there's surely a lot to wonder about. BTSC will try once again to answer some of the poignant wonderings ahead of times. So take a listen at some bold statements on this and so much more as we label them as fact or fiction. Will we be on point? Well, only time will tell. That's for you to decide. Fact or fiction number one. The Steelers are likely to trade up in the first round for one Justin Fields. Fiction. Reports came out this week that the Steelers have a whole lot of interest in Justin Fields. To do so, the interest would have to be so high that Kevin Colbert and company would have to be keen to the possibility of trading up in the draft for the quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, it's not out of the question for the black and gold to trade current and future picks to slide up and take a player that they greatly covet. It happened just as recently as 2019, when the franchise traded a second in 19 and a third in 20 to select Devin Bush Jr. out of Michigan. But Bush was selected to fill an immediate need that could start right away. The quarterback position in 2021 is not as pressing as other positions such as center and running back. I view Fields as the fourth best quarterback in the draft class, and I can't see the Steelers parting with valuable draft capital to obtain him with Ben Roethlisberger extended. But with the sprinkling in of Matt Canada's offense, Justin could be the ideal quarterback of the future, and the Steelers could get started on that future now, instead of getting number seven, the help that he needs right away. Fact or fiction number two. It's okay to pick a running back in the first round. Fact, it used to be that the first round of the entry draft would be littered with top flight running backs, but that has changed dramatically and quite a bit in the new millennium. In the last 10 drafts, only 6 rushers have gone in the top 10, and a mere 12 were selected in the first round. Last year, LSU's Clyde Edwards-Helaire barely made it out on the first day by being tabbed by Kansas City with the final pick of round 1. In the second round of last year's draft, standouts DeAndre Swift at number 35, number 41 with Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers at number 52, and J.K. Dobbins at number 55, the pick where Pittsburgh has for their second pick, went between 32 and 55. The earliest instance that the Steelers selected a back in the past decade was 2013, when they grabbed Le'Veon Bell in the second round with the 48th pick overall. even though there is value in the third and fourth rounds with runners such as Trey Sermon, Kenneth Gainwell, Ramondre Stevenson, and Chuba Hubbard, to name a few, the trio of Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, and Javonte Williams seem ready to start week one and could definitely be game breakers. They could all possibly be gotten in the second round, but it's very unlikely that they will last when the Steelers pick next at 55. Remember, Dobbins was the fifth running back selected in 2020. These are a top three. It's going to be very tough for them to reach number 55, at least one of them, even Javonte Williams. Now, needs at center and offensive tackle are great. I know that, but it all depends on how much the Steelers want these named positions. They could still get a very good OT in round two and could very well get a blockbuster center in round three. But the front office needs to determine which one of these guys that they want the most and not care what round they take him in, regardless of whether it's not considered a typical round one position anymore. Factor fiction number three, cornerback is now high on the list of priorities. Fact. You know, I've read plenty of submissions in live chats and in comment sections in which the author would voice how dismayed they would be if the Steelers took defense with their top pick. I get how pressing the need is for offensive players in this draft. I just rambled on excessively in the previous offering. However, Joe Hayden will not be around too much longer, as this is the final season on his contract, and, of course, Steven Nelson is gone. That leaves Cameron Sutton, James Pierre, and Justin Lane. Sutton has the most experience of the trio. He was good enough to get a second contract, but still, he has not garnered a lot of time because of the presence of Hayden and Nelson and even Mike Hilton in the last year. I know that the Steelers have a stigma of not being great at drafting the corner position, but we do forget about some decent selections like William Gay, Keenan Lewis, and Sutton. I know Artie Burns is mixed in there. Senquez Golson, let's not talk about them. There are duds. You're going to get duds. If the Steelers were drafting in the top 10 year after year, they would be better at drafting at that particular position. But I also know that I have a hard time arguing this point with a lot of people. But listen, if the right player is available, though, the Steelers front office needs to keep on trying for a corner. Fact or fiction number four, trading back is fine, but ideally not out of the first round. Fact, I am definitely on team trade back, but as deep as this draft is in some places, the Steelers don't want to drop way too far back. The main reason for that is the fifth-year option that comes with a first-round pick that is so critical. Also, the Steelers don't want to lose out on possible immediate starters or franchise players. Of course, one could come in the second round or another, but if the Steelers could get another second-round pick, which is very hard to get, or a third, which is a little more realistic, they could surely accomplish a lot of their goals in the 2021 draft. What I'd really like to see them get is another fifth round pick. Well, not another, a fifth round pick. You know, they lost the one in the Chris Wormley trade last year, but they did get a sixth back in that same trade, though. They will go a long, long time without a selection on day three. I'm still in favor of the trade down, but only if it's done strategically. Trading down with Tampa Bay, for instance, who could use a running back, could give the Steelers the number 32 pick and the number 64 pick to go with their 55th. That seems, you know, reasonable. Fact or fiction number five. Character issues aren't that big of a deal when it comes to drafting prospects. Fiction. Character issues are actually an enormous deal when selecting a player in any round. Even those with great talent suffer on the field because of their suspensions. Josh Gordon was not the same when he finally came back. Neither was Martavis Bryant, really. Bryant was a first-round talent that fell all the way to the Steelers in the fourth round of the 2014 draft. I don't think they would make that selection again if they knew then what would lead to his trade and suspension. Randy Gregory and Shane Ray come to mind as guys that dropped because of off-field issues and never lived up to their talent. Now, there are many that you could bring up that, despite red flags, flourished. But the bottom line remains that blemishes on the record can become a headache that can't be remedied for franchises. There you have it. It's another edition of Fact or Fiction, the aha edition. Sometimes I'm right. A lot of times I'm wrong. But with Fact or Fiction, a lot of times I'm right. And that's a fact, Jack.